This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast.
We want to hear from you.
It's time for our listener survey. So head to the Joy website and let us know what you love about the station and your presenters.
Maybe you'd like to share your thoughts on Joy's program production team, the volunteers behind Joy Podcasts.
The results of this survey will assist us in continuing to be the best possible station we can be.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine, Macca and Tass, a couple of sanctimonious old windbags, aren't we?
I'll speak for yourself.
No, you're just a windbag. I'll be sanctimonious. Andrea Matthews is an automotive journalist, and an automotive journalist with a difference. A couple of reasons. One is, Andrea actually owns a car, which is unusual amongst motoring journalists, but Andrea and her partner run a car repair workshop. Good morning, as well as writing about cars. Good morning, Andrea. How are you?
Morning, Macca. I'm very well. How are you?
Very, very good. Now, actually, where is your garage?
It's in Woodend. It's called The Garage Woodend.
Oh, how original.
We figured it'd be easy for people to find us.
You reckon?
I think I've driven past your garage, actually.
Okay.
Why didn't you go in, Tass?
Well, I didn't know Andrea at the time. Now that I know you, Andrea.
No, you do. You're very welcome.
I will pop in and say hello.
Now, recently, Andrea, you write a lot of stuff for online, but you do it from a perspective that I really like, which is, and this is going to sound awful, but the easiest way to say it is, female motoring journalists are pretty thin on the ground.
There's not very many of us. I think you could count us on one hand.
Yeah, I think it might even be a mittened glove. So that perspective is good, but also because your involvement in the industry is at a different level as well. In that, you know, you're involved day to day in a car workshop, so you actually get to see the sort of things that people are having fixed on their cars, things that are going wrong. Servicing costs and stuff like that.
You have an in vivo experience as opposed to an in vitro experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And we see everything from, you know, brand new cars where we do the first service all the way through to, you know, your 20-year-old cars that we're keeping going for people through to old classics. So we get to see everything. And I think the perspective that it brings me as a journalist is that
It's real.
It's real, and there's, you know, I wouldn't say there's a cynicism there, but there's certainly, you know, a bit of reality there. If I'm behind the wheel of a brand new car and I'm going, well, I'm looking at certain things, and I'm looking at tyres, for instance, and I'm looking at a car that comes with a 20-inch wheel as standard, I'm looking at those tyres and I'm going, you know, that driver's going to be up for a new set every 30,000 Ks. I wonder if they know. Because tyres is not something largely that people want to spend a lot of money on, but unfortunately it's an absolute, you know, non-negotiable.
Because my observation and experience of most motoring journalists is that they have no idea what cars cost or what it means to run a car or how much petrol costs or any of that really basic stuff. They live in a completely different world.
Yeah, absolutely do. And I spent 7.5 years working on the other side in automotive PR as well. You know, I was the same. I was driving a new car every 9 months or so, and wasn't going through that whole ownership experience.
Yes.
Once I left there, I said to my husband, right, what am I going to buy? And we ended up with a late 1999 E46 BMW. So not a new car at all, but, you know, something that ticks a lot of boxes for me.
So, Andrea, I need to ask you, I ask every motoring journalist this question. Tell us about, you know, I've now reached a point where I just want it. I want to know about driverless vehicles. When can we expect to see them on our roads?
I would describe myself as a cynical fan of technology, in that, you know, driverless vehicles are very exciting, and a lot of the technology that's starting to come on cars now, you can see as the building blocks to the future. In terms of a time frame, like I say, I'm pretty cynical. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe not even within the next 20 years or so, mainly because there's so many parameters that the manufacturers have got to get right. You know, they've got to talk to infrastructure. Everything's got to work together. And I think we're a couple of decades away from that. Unfortunately,
oh.
Sorry, if you're an enthusiast.
Oh, look, I'm actually a lazy driver. I want to be able to get into a car and just get taken where I need to go. And imagine if I could use that you know, 45 minutes in the morning sort of reading or preparing or having a coffee or chatting without having to focus on the road. It would just make life so much easier. But there
absolutely.
You go.
It's a fantasy. You can do that as a taxi passenger. You can do that on public transport. You know, you don't need to be sitting in your own vehicle to be able to achieve that.
I know that. It's my fantasy. But in preparing for this, Macca did say that you had a recent experience of a driverless vehicle overseas. Can you tell us about that?
I did. I went in the smart autonomous vehicle, the new smart concept, and so that's, you know, no steering wheel, no pedals. You know, there's really nothing there from a driver's point of view.
Well, that's a bit weird.
And it was fascinating. It was a bit like it was literally a driverless pod that was, you know, entirely, the concept is that it's entirely autonomous.
And how did you feel being in those?
It was pretty cool. It kind of takes away that sensation when you don't have the conventional layout of the car. It kind of, you're disconnected from the whole experience. Even as a passenger, it just feels, you're really quite, you're just like a passenger in a little pod, or like you're sitting on a monorail or something like that.
Sounds fascinating.
It was pretty cool. It was definitely a taste of the future.
And the thing is, Andrew, as we know, you know, you probably get asked this too. When people ask me, one of the questions they always ask about autonomous cars is, oh, will it pick me up at the pub and take me home when I've got a skinful? And, you know, whilst that is a factor that engineers are working on, it's not the main driving force of autonomous cars. The main driving force of autonomous cars is actually accident prevention. It's about saving lives, Tass. It's not about... Seriously, it is not about your convenience and my convenience and everything. It's actually about saving lives. You're a lazy driver, as you admit, or a bored driver. Well, autonomous cars by... Let's assume a take-up of 10 to 15% by 2030. The UN estimates that will save 500,000 lives a year. That's just lives. Not injuries, lives.
Yeah, so that's pretty good.
That's the focus. That's the reason for autonomous cars.
Well, I would say that that's one of many objectives. I mean, you know, technological advancement's got to be another objective as well.
Mm. So, Andrew, if you had to choose, is there a feature in a car that most cars don't have that you would like cars to have?
It's a difficult one. So, I mean, I obviously get to try a lot of different technology and a lot of different cars. How the car companies implement technology is different too. So you can get in one car and it's got a really excellent adaptive cruise system. Another one, you know, it's really quite conservative and jerky, and it almost impacts on the quality of the drive. So I really like all of the, you know, if you think of the autonomous building blocks as the technology that surrounds you in the car, I kind of like the whole package. I like the blind spot monitoring, the lane changing assistance, the adaptive cruise, the ability, you know, you've kind of got this shield around you, and that's kind of the feature that I like most about new cars.
Great. Now, look, we've actually run out of time, Andrea. I know, it goes really quick.
Doesn't it?
I want to thank you for this. Andrea's going to be a regular on the show to talk to us probably every 3 weeks or so. Thanks for your time, Andrew, and have a lovely weekend. What's left of it.
Thanks, guys. Stay cool.
Cheers.
You too.
That was Andrea Matthews, auto journalist and car repair person. There you go.
And we forgot to ask her about what she did on Australia Day.
You still there, Andrea?
I'm still here.
What did you do on Australia Day?
I was particularly in Australia, and I actually did some business planning. I'm very sorry.
So you were.
I were. Yeah. Yes.
And do you have a view about the change the date movement?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can probably tell from my accent that I'm a very, very new. Actually, I'm not even a citizen; I'm a permanent resident here. And you know, my view is that it's a date that you know, it doesn't resonate with everybody. In fact, it's actually, you know, it's actually a pretty offensive date, from what I understand, for the First Peoples and people that that you know that sympathise with you know what the country went through as it was. In its very early days, and so I think any date that is polarizing for people, really, you know, there needs to be a national conversation about shifting it to a date where, you know, everybody can enjoy and celebrate what it is to be Australian.
And Andrew, you've done just that, so thank you very much for your additional comments and a bit of extra time this morning.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Andrew.
Hi, this is John Borghetti's here at Virgin Australia. For 22 years, Joy has been the voice of the GLBTI community. Virgin is a proud sponsor of Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.